Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Petit Morin, and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Welcome to Inside Finance. I'm Stanford Simon. With me in the studio today is no other. As I did indicate to you last week, we had the run out of time. We have the Honorable Oliver Joseph, who's back in the studio in terms of to talk to us about the economy and what is happening. He is the Minister responsible for economic development within the Ministry of Finance under the Prime Minister's Ministry. And so his responsibility as a minister to ensure that the success of the economy becomes what it is. And so he have been doing that. He would continue to explain to us what's happening. We know that the visa in Europe, that has been eased. And we want to talk about the projects and some about marketing board and other things here. So welcome to Inside Finance. And with me is Honorable Oliver Joseph. If you take a word from our sponsors, we come back and I continue my discussion here with the minister.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is the Minister Oliver Joseph. Minister, welcome back to the program. It's 2 weeks in a straight. You here with me.
Yes, thanks. It's a pleasure to be back once again.
Well, at least you always have a lot to talk about. And I guess the economy with all that is happening. Just a quick question, though. I know you have been doing a lot of work on the road. How is that progressing?
Yes, we as you know, the road is a deplorable state. For if you did not, road need to be maintained. So if you spent 5 years and did not maintain the road, it reaches a stage where you have to repair. We had some very heavy showers earlier in the year, January to March, and all most of the roads were damaged. So we have embarked on a program to repair. You will see the resurfacing of the road, the main road, and then we will go into the byroads because that's a real concern, the condition of our road. We had an excellent road network up to 2013, excellent road work, but it was not maintained and it reached to the stage where now we have to spend a lot of money on repairs and we are tackling it. And I'm pleased to see the work that has been produced so far by the workers in the Ministry of Works.
Okay. So, as I understand it, the European Union, which we had a visa, we had to get to travel to Europe and most of the countries in Europe except England, I believe, will soon be removed for Grenadians. What does that mean? Talk to us about that.
Yes. Well, that is a big thing for citizens of Grenada because to travel to Europe, so you have 27 member states. The agreement that was signed in Schengen was to have one visa that they will allow you to travel through all the 27 member states. Because imagine you had to get 27 different visas, one for France, one for Germany, one for... So they said, no, let us have one visa. When you receive this visa, you can travel to any European Union member states that are part of the Schengen state. So we entered into negotiation with Europe so that Grenada could be placed on the list, because there's a list of countries that have been exempted, but we were not on that list. So we entered into negotiation as soon as we came into office, started the whole process. The matter went to the European Parliament. It was approved. It then had to go to the European Commission and then to the Council for ratification, because that's the structure. So we lobbied and we were successful. So Grenada, together with 10 other countries, I think at this round they took 11 countries. And we On the 6th of May, the European Council ratified Grenada as a member for exemption. The next step is for the Minister of Foreign Affairs to travel to Brussels, which is the headquarters, to sign. Mm-hmm. Once the minister signed, somebody, a representative of the European Union, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs sign, then we will be allowed our citizens. It's the waiver is for 90 days in any 180-day period. So it's not a, if you spend in more, if you want to spend more than 90 days, mm-hmm. you still require to get a visa.
Okay.
Yeah, you still require. And I think it's important that people know that, because some people might be going for a year or so. The agreement is, and it's reciprocal, their citizens can come to Grenada
without
a visa, yes, for up to 90 days. So that is what the visa waiver will mean. It, now you can, for example, when I was in the UK studying, I wanted to take the train and go over to France. And then when I was in Switzerland, I wanted to go over to Italy, but I needed a visa. Uh-huh. Yeah, but just to go for the day. But I could not, they wouldn't sell me the ticket unless I had a visa. Because you see, to go to England, I did not need a visa.
But to go to the rest, you need
a visa. Yes, you need. So that is a big advantage. I am so happy that this thing come now. That when Grenadians go to England, which you don't really need a visa to go to, you can then visit the other islands. Or if you get entry into France, for example, you can visit all the other countries that you want to by train or by air, anyhow you want to choose. So it's a big thing for us.
It is, because even for me who go to Italy and Switzerland, and sometimes I have to go to these countries, I have to get visas for all of them.
Yeah.
And it used to be a challenge.
Of course, a challenge. So we are so pleased that the Grenada is one of the countries that have been accepted for the visa waiver. Mm-hmm. It makes it much easier for our people to travel throughout Europe. And the 28th, when the minister travels to Brussels to sign, she'll be coming back with a document that says Grenada allowed free access. You know, just last week, one of the workers in my ministry had to travel to Geneva, but had to go to St. Lucia for the visa.
Yeah.
You know, extra cost. Had to go to St. Lucia, buy a ticket, go to St. Lucia.
The same thing I had to do.
Yes, and to get the visa, come back, you know, then go. And it's a real challenge. And so now that we have it, I feel very, very proud that this government has been able to negotiate the visa waiver to make travel to Europe much easier and facilitate easy travel.
I'm sure the business persons who are listening will be very happy.
Oh yes. Business people start calling me already.
Yeah.
I remember the businessman when I used to be in foreign affairs, had to go to Germany to do business and had to travel, I think, to Trinidad or one of the countries to get a visa to come back. And so now they're extremely happy. They want to go on business trip. They want to spend 1 week.
Right, then come back.
Yeah, come back. Or when we're going to Brussels for a meeting, for ministers, 2 days. You go to Brussels for 2 days, or there is a meeting in Paris for 4 days. But you have to go through all this thing to get the visa. Because I have now in my passport a 3-year visa, changing visa for 3 years, to travel for 90 days, to stay 90 days. Now I wouldn't need it if I want to go, you know, travel.
Yeah, it's easier.
Easier, so it's a big achievement for this government.
And thank you for that. The question of projects, as you know, have been a challenge, persons hearing about projects in the past 2 years. So talk to us about what are the projects you expected to start soon, and what are some of the projects that governments are working on, hopefully within the next 12 months. So give us the first, within the first 6 to a year and within the next 2 years, what kind of the projects we would see in Grenada?
First of all, for the private sector, you will see investment in tourism. As a minister responsible for international business, I meet investors all the time, and the main focus is, up to today, is still investing in tourism sector. They want to build a hotel, a villa, a restaurant. That is the area. When I sometimes talk to business people about the manufacturing sector. They're very little interest in it. Of course, the high cost of electricity is part of the problem. But then they say, well, that's a very small market. And they say, well, you have the entire CARICOM. But still, they think it's too small. So their main focus from the private sector is investing in hotel plants. So we have interest in, as you know, Clarkscote Bay Marina is well on its way. The Silver Sands project that is starting this month. Then an investor in Mount Hartman has just been approved, and he plans to start before the end of the year. And this is a massive one. That is a massive project. I don't want to go into too much detail with it. We'll wait for when they announce the launch, you know, to start. It's a Chinese businessman that wants to go into this big project. Then we issued the first casino license to an American company that will start this year as well to build the 300-bedroom hotel, Virgin Beach. They have submitted all the business plan, the financing arrangement. Because as you know, to reach the stage where you could start construction, you must have the financing approved, right? And so these things take time. But they have assured me that the project will start before the end of the year. They will start building. So from the private, as I said, sector, we are seeing massive interest in tourism, building tourism plant. So we should see an increase in the room stock in Grenada. That will create a lot of jobs when it started. We have Sandals that want to expand. You know, they open a call center. And they are still looking to expand further to build more rooms. Yes, they have indicated they will build more. They are doing very well, you know. The occupancy rate is very high. While some of these small hotels might be complaining, Sandals' occupancy rate is very high. Because they market their product.
They market.
I mean, they don't wait on government to send tourism officials to market. They market their product. And they're well-known. Mm-hmm. Well-known brand.
It is a brand
that is well-known. So they are doing very well. So we are very hopeful that within the next 2 years, we will see the opening up of at least two hotels more in Grenada within the next 2 years. We're very hopeful about that. The projects from the government standpoint, as you know, the government of the Republic of China, People's Republic of China, building the athletic stadium. Well, we are waiting for it because we understand we're getting a very modern track athletic stadium and football stadium that will be open this year. So that is one of the main big projects. Then we are looking at the St. John's River project in River Road there to do this year. In St. John's, the Hubble Bridge, has started. Work on that has started. The Bacolet Juvenile Rehabilitation Center, that will open at the end of August. The plan was to open it earlier, but USAID, that has provided a lot of support for it. You know, USAID is furnishing the place and putting in all the equipment, the computers and, yes, furnishing and everything. Because the project, they think, is going to have a big impact on the society, and they like the project. But they said to the minister, you have to train the workers first. Don't open the facilities and then train the workers, because it's a correctional facility for the delinquent. Right. So that is the only reason it has not been opened. So the government decided that they will train the workers that are going to be there. And then when they have the training completed, by the end of August, you will see the center being opened. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you have infrastructure development roads. CCC is still here, building roads. So on the capital side, you have the projects, the schools. We have, as you know, GBSS, McDonald College. You have a number of schools, St. Mary's RC. Mm-hmm. a number of schools. Woburn, yes, Woburn, that have started. These are big projects that the government is undertaking on the capital side. And you see, that is where I mentioned it. When people do not see, to some people, they must see a big building up, a big new building to see something is taking place. But all of these capital projects, they are generating employment and creating economic activities in the country. And so on the capital side, we are doing a lot there. We are doing a lot on the capital side. And the more resources that we get, the more work we can do. But as I said, we are getting interest from private investors. The government is doing what it can on the capital side of the budget. And we are very hopeful that in the next 2 years, you will see big increases in construction, in the hotel sector. We'll see increase in tourist arrival. You know, JetBlue will start next month to operate. That's a big boost. And yet will come in. So where I sit, I am confident that we are doing the correct things, that will benefit the people of Grenada, and that will see Grenada in a position where the people that have made the sacrifice can see the benefit from what they have sacrificed.
Mm-hmm. You have been listening there to the Honourable Minister Oliver Joseph. He is within the Ministry of Finance as Economic Development. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back. I want to ask him about marketing board. You know, speaking to Mr. Earl Edwards, I want to just a few questions really, but mainly to understand what is happening there, to know about it by the new building in Grenville. It's under his ministry. And so I'll ask him about that. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and our last 15 minutes with Minister Oliver Joseph.
This is Pastor Stanford Simon for the young at heart. 12 all the way up to 90. You are welcome. Challenging topics, hard debates, interesting things that you can learn from. The Bible says,
young men, I call you because you are strong. Make this your one and only first choice. Make this your last stop.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Mr. Oliver Joseph, for those of you listening, he is the Honourable Minister responsible for economic development. Marketing Board, it's under your ministry, direct responsibility for Marketing Board. How do you feel about the recent effort of the board, and how do you feel about Marketing Board itself?
Yes, as the minister directly responsible for the marketing board, I am very pleased with the turnaround that they have made. And I served before as a director on the board, so I could compare the times. The marketing board, a new board was established, a new CEO appointed, a strategic plan developed. And what we are seeing is better cooperation between the farmers and the board. Because the marketing board is now paying better prices to the farmers, so they are getting the supply. They're getting the supply now, they can export more. So we've seen a huge increase in export because the marketing board, of the relationship marketing board now have with the farmers. They, and the local side, they have expanded the services to the public. And in order to serve the public better, they have Marketing Board has recently purchased the RBTT building in Grenville, where they will open up an outlet. And that will start on the 1st of June and will create over 15 jobs there. So that's a big undertaking to purchase that. To be in a position to get a loan, first of all, to purchase a building like that, the bank must be satisfied that Marketing Board could be back. Because, you know, I don't know if I should say that, but they got a cash offer of more than what marketing board pay for it, and they give it to marketing board. Cash, somebody is paying up front, but
they see the of importance of national development.
Yes, and marketing board, the weight is has expanded. So the intention is to better serve St. Andrew, St. Patrick's up there. So the farmers have to come to St. George's. They can service them right there. Provide a wide range of service that they have in St. George's to the people of St. Andrew's. So that's that move to open up an outlet in St. Andrew's, right in the town of Grenville, by the marketing board, is a good investment that will pay out in the long run. And so I am pleased with the way the board has been operating. They have started to make profit. They start to engage more farmers, and we have said to them as a government that you need to offer assistance to the farmers. Provide whether it's technical, financial support to the farmers, work with them so that you can get the produce you want to offer in the market. Now, source up is a big thing. Because Grenada is the only country in Latin America and the Caribbean that can supply the fruit itself. The others send the pulp, but we could send the fruit to the United States. There's a big, big demand for source up. And so Marketing Board is making the plants available to farmers to plant. Because you know how we treated source up in the past? Just a backyard tree and thing. No, acres and acres of source up has been planted. And all things being equal, if we have all the standards met and there's no infection, you know, you're not affected by any sort of disease, then that will be a major earner for farmers because the price is very good. Because of the high demand, they are getting very good prices for the source up. So that's an area that Marketing Board is heavily invested in. I'll give you a simple example with Marketing Board. They have a ripening facilities for bananas. You know, Marketing Board cannot get enough green bananas to ripe. So last time I asked the CEO, I said, how come I'm not seeing enough ripe bananas? He said, well, we cannot get the green one. And he's correct. So what they have to do to get a green one, because a lot of farmers went out of banana production, is to, they did contract farming. So they contract farmers to grow the banana for them. Because there's a company, that we signed a protocol with Trinidad to supply them with certain goods. And they would like a container load of ripe banana to come down. We can supply it.
Wow.
You know, so there's not a problem in selling what we produce in Grenada, you know. The problem is that we cannot produce enough to sell. Mm-hmm. So it's the supply side that is a constraint, not the demand. There is high demand. So Marketing Board has engaged farmers to produce bananas so they can get banana for the ripening facility, because that's a major seller, okay. Ripe bananas. And so they are looking at all the different areas that they can work with farmers to supply the market. You know, Sandals there, they want a lot of ripe bananas to put into the fruit punch and to serve. And they say to Marketing Board, well, we in Grenada, we don't want to import banana. You supply us with banana every week. There's Sandals sent to Marketing Board a list of things that they would like to obtain from them fresh every week. You can't supply one hotel that is making this request.
And we cannot supply.
We cannot supply. Because we have not in the past really planned our production. Because, of course, you deal with private farmers, you know, who plant. Mm-hmm. And so Marketing Board working with the farmers together with the Ministry of Agriculture to get farmers to plant the things that are in demand, that they need, that they can sell to the local hotels, mm-hmm. and that they can get for the export market. And so Marketing Board has done well over the last 2 years from where it came from, where it was not making profit, to now we see it in a profitable position.
Wow.
And expanding.
Wow. Quickly tell us, I know government has a protocol dealing with boards and the statutory bodies. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, as part of the structural adjustment program, a study was conducted of all what we call state-owned enterprises or statutory bodies to look at the performance. You may recall that the purpose for these statutory bodies was that they do not depend on government, that they operate independently, more efficiently and then pay dividend to government. But what has happened over the years is that government had to support them. Well, no, it can't make sense. So we review all statutory body, had a consultant, and he made certain recommendations. And I'm happy that you raised that, because what happened? Some people out there saw the report and saw the recommendation in the report. And for example, in the report, they recommended that government should privatize the marketing board. That was one of our recommendations, you know. When we went through all the recommendations, when it came to the marketing board, we said, no, we're not privatizing marketing board, because all they could do is make recommendations to you, you know. It's not that you have to do what. And then I heard the farmers' representative together with farmers saying, government should not privatize marketing board, government should keep it, and they're doing such a good job. And so I had to call the farmers' representative and say, listen, that is only a recommendation that you saw there, you know. We are not selling the marketing board. We are keeping it because of the services. But I was pleased to hear the farmers and the farmers' representative saying how pleased they are with marketing board and calling on government to keep it. Usually, the private sector call for government to get rid of everything. So that was a good thing. So as we said, we kept marketing board. They have expanded now without any government guarantee, you know. Marketing board no longer requires government guarantee.
Wow.
No, even for the overdraft, government do not guarantee the overdraft. They are the ones that guarantee the overdraft. So coming back to this question, you asked state-owned enterprises. They now have to be accountable to the government. We have given them clear guidelines of how to operate regarding the expenditure, regarding how they operate to be efficient. Those that cannot perform in an efficient manner, we'll have to take a decision and how we move forward with them, but they cannot continue to operate the same way. For example, postal corporation. So the recommendation is diversify. See if you can get a partner to go with them, a public private partnership. And we said, yes, we could, if we get some partner that is interested, because the post office is making no money now with internet and all these things. They just can't compete there. So we are looking at the recommendation for each one of them to see. Now, the unions saw the recommendation that the statutory body should take on people on contract. And they made a big issue about it. That's a recommendation that they should take on contract. Workers, when they take on somebody, put them on a contract. Well, the union, of course, for the union, they prefer to see people have permanent employment.
Right.
We have said to statutory bodies, you will decide whether it's a technical person or some professional person you want to bring in, how you will, what terms and conditions you will decide. But the only thing that I find kind of worrying is that every time you want to introduce changes, there's always resistance, you know, but changes that will for better operation. Because the same people tell you government should not take money and give anyone a list to everybody. They will tell you that, you know. So we said, yes, we agree with you, so they must change. And when we introduce the way they operate, they say government interfering in the statutory bodies. But I mean, you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
I think we met with the statutory bodies. Prime Minister met with them as Minister of Finance. We said clearly the direction which they're supposed to go, and they're not supposed to be relying on government to take money from central government to give to a statutory body. That now must end, and you have to operate independently.
No, you have to make money.
You have to make money and pay a dividend.
To when you government.
Pay money, pay a dividend to government.
All right, then. Ms. Minister, any final thoughts? You have a minute.
Yeah, well, I'll say again that I am pleased to be part of a government that is taking the hard decision. Because, you see, you could easily think about vote and do not take the hard decision, and the country not making any progress. Your debt is still high, unemployment is still high. But we are thinking about the country, about the people that elect us, to serve them, and I'm pleased to be part of a government that is serving the people and the people's interests. When I remember after the first year, and I see we had to introduce some taxes, I said, I wish I was not part of a government that had to introduce tax. So it's not that we want to introduce tax. For my sake, I would never like to be the one to be said. But what is the alternative? I have asked other people, what is the alternative to fixing the problem that we met?
There isn't.
So we are very pleased with the support that we are receiving from our people. And I think with that sort of support and the understanding that has been demonstrated by the people and the way the city country is operating, that we continue to build a better Grenada.
Thank you very much, there. You've been listening to the Honorable Oliver Joseph, Minister of Economic Development within the Ministry of Finance and the Prime Minister Ministry. And so as we continue to work together, I'm very happy you spend this time with us here today, the second week. And I'm very, very happy. It's a busy schedule. I'm happy you take the time to do so. For those of you who would love to listen to the program, you go to the website. It's the Ministry of Finance website and also to sgbcgrenada.com under the heading Encounter Interview. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, thanking you again for being here with me. Inside Finance has been a wonderful opportunity to talk with the minister once again. God bless you. Have a great week. Join me here next week at the same time as we do this all over again. Special thanks to the Minister Oliver Joseph.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.